89.3 Nigeria Info. Loving morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. It's 7:32, actually. Welcome to the second part of Dailies today. You know, we had to do some off-air, whatever you want to call it. Off-air dubs, I mean. Welcome to the show. I'm Sharif Quadri.
I'm Jimmy. This is a good morning.
Yes, you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's start. Vanguard is where we're starting from, page 5, to be very precise. Old Naira notes deadline. Protests trail. Supreme Court order. FG 6 dismissal of ruling.
Yeah. Well, it's an interim injunction, really. My first reaction is that because of the urgency of the case, and what nobody can pretend that we don't know what this whole thing was meant to achieve. You know, taking another 5 days to hear. I don't see why the Supreme Court could not have heard this main substance of the case the day after, given the urgency. But I'm not a lawyer. I've been having lawyers sending me various positions. I got one from Libros about 5:30 this morning, and so on and so forth. Let the lawyers sort out all the legal mumbo-jumbo, because I don't argue in a place where I know I'm not competent. I can't. I was joking with Libros this morning. I can't argue, you know, I can't argue with him on the legality or otherwise. What I do know is that I support the president in this exercise to make sure that money bags do not take over the democratic process. That is difficult to fault. You know, that's difficult to fault. And the problem we have now is not the exchange of currency, it's the availability. There are two different issues.
That's right.
If today I still have one more day, I can go to an ATM and collect the old notes to 20,000, 30,000 and do what I want to do, I would do so. So let's be very, very clear. People are not suffering mainly because of the change of currency, though that is the underlying reason. The immediate reason is, the old one and the new one, none is being dispensed to the masses. So it's a question of supply or sabotage. So we need to be very clear. We need to be clear. I don't want people to mix up the suffering of the people with the change in currency in a direct nexus. If it was change in currency, you had 90 days to do it. And now that has almost gone into only God knows how many days. So it is not the change. If this morning you tell people to come and take the old notes, and there's a date, what today is, what, 9th?
9th,
and there's one more day to go. They want to take, you are giving them 2,000, 4,000. They want to spend it immediately. They will take it. Anybody who has old notes that doesn't know what to do with it should jolly well quickly bring it to the studio. And I know what I can do with it. At the very least, I'll go and deposit it in my account.
At the very least, yes.
At the very least. So let's be very, very clear about what the problem really is. And that problem can only be solved by the CBN. They need to explain to us, is it that we are short of money? Or what? Or is it sabotage? Who have some people taken the money and locked it up somewhere again, or packed some bullion vans in their houses? You see, this is what happens when you don't apply discipline. And you don't apply the law as and when due. And you lag and lag and lag and lag until a boil becomes cancer. In the past, we had seen these signs. We did nothing. We had a CBN, we had an EFCC. During the period of the so-called bullion vans that mistakenly found their way into a politician's house. Did anybody query him? The answer is no. So whilst this problem was being created, what did you? That's what you have all these bodies for. You did nothing. And now it's become a cancer. What you're having now is there are certain persons that want this thing extended. Do you know why? They need more time to keep laundering their money. They need more time. Maybe they are bringing it in 5 million, depositing it in certain accounts. They need more time. And it's mainly politicians, but not only politicians. It also has civil servants. It has all kinds of people. You will be amazed at the kind of people that have money stashed at home that can't produce it in the bank, including one or two members, of course, of the judiciary. You can't rule that out. So it's the elite. It's the elite that are holding us around. These elites that have, have piles and piles of money for various reasons. For various reasons. That's the major. I remember a gentleman who died. I won't mention his name. In an air crash, and his children were fighting and whatever, until they discovered $4 billion in something that looked like a grave site in the man's house in the village. He's a well-known person. I won't mention his name. Died. Then the lawyers told them, "Well, if you want to continue this fight, go ahead. Give us our own fees. But let's divide this thing and move on." So we have so many of that, because the question you will always ask yourself is, in a country that allows, go to the social media, you see people throwing money about, there must be something wrong somewhere. Either they're printing money illegally, or there are illegal funds stashed away somewhere that is endless and must go, you know. So back to the issue of the Supreme Court, I think we should keep ourselves steady. I am glad that a lot of people haven't lost focus of the fact that this was somebody suggested this morning, why didn't they do this thing 2 years ago? No. If we did it 2 years ago, by now they would have stockpiled the new one. The president's reason is noble, unless somebody can come to tell me that they don't believe in what the president is doing. I do. In this particular case, I do. And I also understand, why it had to be done at a crucial time. But again, there seems to be sabotage within the system. That's a story for another day. I also heard this morning that the Lagos State government wants to feed people, and that transport on Lagos State government vehicles will be half the price. Well, let us just say that it's a symbolic gesture. It's not going to go anywhere. How many people can you feed? it's just a symbolic gesture. This thing is not good for anyone to see it as affecting the poor only, or what they call so-called vulnerable. Everybody is vulnerable. I'm vulnerable, so how are you going to feed me this morning? Where's my own bag of rice or whatever it is? I wish that when the Lagos State government said they were going to feed, they brought up the modus operandi. We need to know that. Where do you go? What do you produce? Do you need a Lastra card? When you say these things, you shouldn't say them and then come with some photo up tomorrow and say you fed people. Let us see it happen. Let us know the logistics of how it's going to happen. Are you taking food to all the schools? Should people go to the local government? Where are they going to be fed? And who is going to cook this food? That's another story for another day. All said and done, let's all remain calm. Please, let's try as much as possible to avoid any form of violence, because it will complicate the issue. I still have my apprehension. With every passing day, I even become more and more apprehensive. May heaven help us all.
We're going to take our next story. Still with the Vanguard newspaper. Abia government spit fire over purported emir of Aba coronation.
What kind of rascality is this? We do have things like that. In fact, not just even in Nigeria. We have some obas in France and in Europe and America. Some obas. What? There's something wrong with us. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. This is the height of rascality. At this sensitive time, you want to have what is called Emir of Aba. Come on. Who is behind all this? It's a joke. It's a big joke gone too far. And I suspect that it's deliberate. It's deliberate towards the election to cause friction between the North, the South, the West, and the East. It is deliberate. Mark my words. That is what I believe. Why is it coming at this time? It says that the Abia State government has threatened Armageddon against those behind the proposed installation of the Emir of Aba, saying that such a proposal is strange, illegal, and without any authorization. Ohanaeze says it's a seed of discord. Then the Igbo youths have said it's a declaration of jihad. And I have an idea where all this is going and where it is headed. I beg everybody not to fall for this. Just ignore them. I know the symbolism of it is very offensive, but for now, just ignore them and stay focused. This is definitely something to cause discord. And I think that the security agents should invite them for questioning, to ask pertinent questions. Why is this coming up at this time? The secretary to the government, Chris Azem, in a strongly worded press statement issued yesterday, warned those behind the legality to stop immediately or brace up for the full weight of the law. And he says the full statement reads that the attention of the government of Abia, has been drawn to a proposed coronation of one Saraki Shehu Bello II as the Emir of Aba Emirate Council.
Eh?
Maybe this
there is Emirate Council there.
Yes. And it says that government wishes to warn all those involved in this unauthorized and illegal. I think this by now the DSS should be on this.
Okay, so that's very provocative.
Very
council where? How? Emirate Council, how?
You know, and the government has called immediate cancellation. Ohaneze has said it's the seed of discord and so on and so forth. And then the youths are saying that it's a jihad. You know? The Oba, the paramount ruler, has described the proposal as very strange and a ploy for something sinister. Okay? Is it for something sinister? In a statement, Kosail, in a statement by its president general, called on those behind the expensive joke over the plot by Fulani community to install Emir Aba. Such an expensive joke by the Fulani is a declaration of jihad against Ndigbo in Aba, and so on and so forth. I think it's done for political reasons. And whoever is responsible, I hope the DSS and all the security forces will bring them to book.
To be very honest, yeah, I may not see anything wrong with just having the leadership of the Northerners in Abia State. But where I have a problem with is that Emirate Council.
No, the Asa community already has a leader.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I may not have a problem with that.
Yes.
Like, to now be declaring Emirate Council.
No, this is direct. Look.
It's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for chaos.
Let me tell you, I suspect somebody has been giving money to cause all this.
It's a recipe for chaos. Someone is instigating, trying to instigate something.
Yes, it's to cause disaffection. Because everybody is afraid of one particular candidate. You can see that one of the major candidates, he doesn't even want to pronounce his name, you know. And therefore, the whole idea is, since it appears it's gaining traction in the North, we'll be very honest with ourselves. Since it appears that it's gaining traction with the North, there is a move now to the... It was tried in Lagos. You remember, in this studio, I warned, especially I think it was Bayo Onanuga that I warned, that these statements about Igbos don't divide the nation because somebody wants to be president. It just shows the level of desperation of what we are facing. I'm not saying Bayo Onanuga is involved in this, no. I'm just saying the example that I cited that time.
Yeah.
You know, so that we are clear on that. But it's to instigate friction between the North and the East. And I just hope that people don't fall for it. I hope so. One of the things that worries me, I don't know why I wanted to call you Fuad. Maybe I was not. I was wondering that I hadn't heard from Fuad Oki for a while. Sheriff, I almost called you Saeed again. No, one of the things that worries me, Sheriff, is the level of desperation. You can see it.
It's on another level, actually.
It's on another level. It's almost like an act of war that whatever happens, you know, the candidates are saying it must be us. And it's worrying. Determination is one thing. Seeming determination is another. But a sinister move to, you know, a Machiavellian move to say that whatever happens, it shouldn't be encouraged. It shouldn't be encouraged.
No, it shouldn't.
And we need tighter electoral laws. But even these ones that are not tight, we can't implement. It's just an open field. We haven't heard one person being disciplined for anything. And whereas a lot of the rules have been broken.
That's why till tomorrow, till whenever, I will always stand against that peace accord that they sign. I've always voiced my displeasure.
But you remember, you see, you need to look at symbolism. The first peace accord that was signed, one candidate didn't show up. At the second peace accord, he slept all through. You want me to believe that he was so tired he slept all through the event? Showale said it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
How can you go for you?
I'm not sure he slept all through. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure because I didn't watch it. It never caught my interest.
Okay, let me revise what I said. Showale said he slept all through, and all the photographs, apart from when he greeted everybody and he sat down, all the photographs we saw was of him sleeping. Shota,
it's unnecessary.
Do you know why? You see, you need to, Sheriff. You need to look at all these symbolic things. If you know, you need to keep your eyes. You need to shine your eye, and look at all these things. Every simple act carried out by a politician has a reason. Is the hidden reason you need to look at? So, I don't know if he signed the peace accord or not. I don't know, but you are right. It was just a ceremony for the photo ops. And like you said at that time, if I can quote you, if I'm wrong, tell me after the program. Don't disgrace me here. I remember you saying something to the effect that it wasn't particularly that is even disgraceful. That we have to sign a peace accord. And I was giving the credit because I was so excited that, with the peace accord, because we just want peace. Mm. If it's a peace accord, but it's even disgraceful. Are we animals? And in any case, the peace accord committee and whatever, they are not government agencies. They're not known in law or whatever. They're humanitarian.
Yes.
They're just like
the There's nothing binding anybody to the UNICEF. Accord. Mm-hmm.
Did I say what you...
Yes, you did.
If there's anything missing...
No, you did.
Don't disgrace me.
You did. No, I won't. Let's go to this story. Article 6, removal of Lagos REC over alleged partisanship.
Look, there's so much pressure, you know, on this REC, and I said the other time, I think he should be reposted. Now, we have a problem, and I want you to listen to it. The agency or whatever that is going to carry the electoral materials, that job has been handed over to Oluomo and his people. How does that, what are the optics of that? Is a clear APC chieftain. What are the optics of that? And I thank the person who... What happened now? He just got fed up. And I thank the person who sent me, because I like to get who is due, that you can move these things. The army has enough lorries to move these materials, especially in the area of Lagos. Because there's some law about road transport, whatever, and this, and that is only parks and garages that is existent, and so on and so forth. That is neither here nor there. The optics of this has already created a problem in Lagos. And I'm surprised that the REC has not been imaginative enough to look for another solution. I am surprised. Like somebody suggested, like it happens in all countries that, you know, we look up to. When emergencies like this come, they roll out the army. The army has enough lorries and whatever. Maybe it's just to move the materials. It's just a one-off thing. Why are you putting your hands and being so helpless? This wreck in Lagos State must know that eyes are on him. And it will be better. And I think it would make more sense. I'm not accusing him of anything. So nobody should say, I'm not carrying any placard. But the complaints against him, true or false, demand that for the optics of fairness, you know, because... Like they say, with justice must not just be done, must be seen to be done. Fairness must be exhibited and must be proven and must be seen and must be touchable. So, we you know, first thing they have to do is change this rec. You can move him to another state. In fact, I'll be surprised if INEC do not move these recs around. Maybe a week to the time. I think it happened in one particular year.
I think so too.
Yes, they just moved everybody around. Mm. But in the build-up, it doesn't look good now. I mean, come on. Some law is being quoted about how it's only Oluomo. I mean, sorry, that you might as well give the job to the state government. Yes. He might as well give the job to the state government. I don't think. And his movement of materials.
Sensitive materials.
Very sensitive materials. This is what they say. How could such people be given sensitive materials to be distributed across Lagos on election day? Then on that day, you tell me that the lorry that was taking materials to Ojota area or to Ajegunle, he broke down and showed up at 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. No. This is going a bridge too far. I believe everything must be done to give people comfort. It's bad enough that a lot of people still don't have their PVCs. And I'm hoping and praying that somebody will be bold enough to take INEC to court for being disenfranchised. I'm hoping somebody will set that example. Because we can't continue to run this country at that mediocre level and deny people of their... Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not right. I hope somebody can get a lawyer, make a case, and then we take it up from there. Okay? So that's my... I'm not accusing the REC of anything, but for the optics, let him just be moved to another state. He can be taken to... can be swapped with Edo or some other whatever. How I wish we had a REC like Igini in Lagos.
That would be fun.
I'll lead you.
That would be fun. Let's take our next story. Editorial here. The sanctity of February 25, 2023 election.
This... Should I tell you my honest opinion? I will mention it in a low voice. This is an exercise in futility. That is my opinion.
What exercise now?
Don't ask me.
What exercise now?
Wait, let me finish. What will be, will be. It's good that all of us have an open mind to the days ahead and be prepared. There is something very, very disturbing. This well-written editorial is talking about the sanctity of February 25, that it must hold. There are a lot of people that believe that it's not sacrosanct. That if it's going to lead, you know, it's like saying you want to cross a bridge when you know that there could be damage in the middle. You know, so there's a sanctity of that date, yes. I'm being a poet here, but I'm trying to prepare our minds. Something is just not right. You still have the fuel crisis. You still have the money crisis. Today you have INEC will say, oh, with this crisis, we don't think we can do well. Then the following day, they say, oh, everything is all lovey-dovey and everything is nice and whatever. We are a drifting nation. Don't let's run away from the truth. I hope God will see us through this. But see us through to where? That is the crucial question we cannot even answer in public here, but can only be said in private. But let's see how it goes. Because they say that 2 weeks to the presidential election, the skeptics are back, pointing at the current hiccups in the new Naira distribution and fuel scarcity as vindications of their belief that Buhari and his allies are deliberately setting up booby traps on the road to the 2023 elections. Maybe not Buhari and his allies, but somebody is setting up booby traps. Don't let's run away from these things. I don't know who that person is. I don't know what group of persons they are. But there is some sabotage along the system. All is not looking right. And they say that we have no doubts that whatsoever about the good intentions of the CBN Naira redesign program and Buhari's desire to quit office by May 29, 2023. However, we are beginning to get worried over the lingering socio-economic disruptions caused by the present fuel scarcity and problems in distribution of the new Naira notes. Whatever happens, the negative predictions of the skeptics must never be allowed to come to pass. Amen. But these people, are they more powerful than us? How do we fight an enemy we can't see? We don't even know who is behind all this. Because it will be difficult to tell me in 2 weeks' time. Today's what? Thursday.
Yes.
And there'll be election on Saturday in this current dispensation. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be nationwide. Mm. It's going to be very, very difficult.
Mm.
But let's all keep our fingers crossed. Let us pray. All the prayer warriors, let all of them pray that we start the journey to a promised land.
Mm.
Do I hear an amen there?
Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen, amen, Pastor. Pray on, Pastor. Amen.
Yeah.
What?
Much as you do.
That's our show this morning. You were the one that sounded like...
No, I said, I just said, but I didn't say I was a pastor. I'm a sinner.
Okay, all right.
I belong.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Lagos has our show. He's back at 9 for Daily Digest. I'm Sheriff. I'm back after the news.
When I finish downloading this show like this, I will go straight to Tayo's house to eat sweet jollof. Then enjoy this movie on YouTube. It's just that Tayo will now start disturbing me to turn on my Wi-Fi for him, when he can easily enjoy data bonus with MTN for me. With MTN for me, you will get 100% data bonus and discounted data bundles just like that. What are you waiting?
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.